free juice, free cookies, and the benefit of saving up to 3 lives, why not donate blood? Donating blood is a simple way to give others a second chance at life. It doesn't cost anything, it doesn't take very long, and you get bragging rights. For students at Whitewater, donating blood is simple and easy because the Red Cross visits the campus to host blood drives during the semester. Many students flock to the University Center for their chance to donate. Haley Tenpass, a senior here at UW-Whitewater, is excited for the opportunity to give blood.
I've always wanted to go give blood to this. I haven't given blood since high school, but I think I might go this week and give blood because I think it's an awesome opportunity to help save a life, and why not?
Sophomore Robbie Prohl is no stranger to the needle. He has given blood more than a few times and gave some tips on donating.
It doesn't take much time out of your day. It's a very simple process. You have to go over a couple of things with the doctor beforehand just to make sure that you're able to give blood.
The actual donation process is only 4 short steps. First, donors must register and show a form of ID and go over eligibility and donation information. The second step is a mini physical where the donor must answer questions in a private interview. This also includes a checkup-type procedure where the donor's temperature, pulse, and blood pressure is checked. The third step is the actual donation, which takes about 8 to 10 minutes. The last step is most students' favorite part, the refreshments. However, not everyone is eligible to give blood. Amanda Skripchek, a sophomore, explains why she is unable to donate.
I had a pulmonary embolism, and I cannot give blood because of that. My blood clots too much or something of the sort. It's just, apparently my blood's not good.
Other eligibility factors include age, weight, and height. 17 is usually the minimum age to donate, while 110 pounds is the minimum weight. Also, donors cannot give blood less than 56 days in between donations. The Red Cross website lists several tips for a successful donation. Maintain a healthy iron level in your diet, hydrate, have a healthy meal before a donation, and get a good night's sleep. For more information on donating and the Red Cross, visit redcrossblood.com. For Webhawk News, I'm Erin Powers in Whitewater.